Can you talk about patients with HCC who are likely to visit a medical oncologist, people who are non-curable with unresectable disease?
Unresectable liver cancer is a very heterogeneous group of patients. You can be unresectable for various reasons. You can be unresectable because the tumor is very big, or you can be unresectable if your liver is very sick from cirrhosis. And that was a very significant contribution made by the Barcelona group in the development of their staging system. In every other tumor type, we use TNM, tumor nodes metastases. And that criteria is very good at capturing the risk of death from the tumor. But in our patients with liver cancer, the other risk of death is their underlying liver disease. And that needs to be captured in a staging system. Someone might have a 2-centimeter tumor, but if their bilirubin is 10 from liver failure, clearly they're not going to die from that 2-centimeter tumor. Conversely, you might have someone whose liver function is perfect, albumin is 4.5, bilirubin's 1, and their platelet count is 300,000, no portal hypertension, a very fit person, and they have a 6-centimeter tumor with vascular invasion, their survival is going to be limited by that tumor, not from underlying liver disease. So right away, the Barcelona system aims at stratifying these patients. I usually start with the extremes, the stage D patients. These are patients who, regardless of their tumor burden, are just very sick and decompensated from liver disease, and really there's nothing we can do to impact their survival, except perhaps if they have small tumor burden, they might go to transplant. And then stage 0 and A, these are patients who are well compensated, and if they do not have significant portal hypertension, might go to surgery for resection of their tumor. Or if they do have some portal hypertension, and it's always interesting because one of the main referrals to oncologists in the community is for thrombocytopenia, which is often undiagnosed liver disease. And so we often use a platelet count of 100,000. If you're under 100,000, typically that represents portal hypertension that can't be resected. And so these patients might undergo radiofrequency ablation, alcohol ablation, microwave ablation, local treatments, or even chemoembolization, depending on the location. But these are patients who will go under local treatments. Some of them can be cured with RFA for small tumors, but most of these patients will recur, and often they would be triaged to transplant. They're within transplant criteria. The big groups are the Barcelona B and C. The B are probably by and large the majority of patients we see when they walk in the door. These are patients who have multifocal tumors in the liver, typically do not have vascular invasion. They might have some decompensation. They'd be considered Child Pugh A or B. And by and large, they're asymptomatic from their cancer. And local regional therapy with TACE is really the backbone of treatment for them. But they're not cured with local regional therapy, and they will stage migrate eventually to C. Or some patients will walk in the door with stage C, which is advanced disease. And this is the focus of systemic treatment. And these are patients who have symptomatic disease, who have extrahepatic spread, or importantly, have tumors that are growing into the vasculature of the liver. And this is the group of patients who usually make up 80% of patients in systemic trials, frontline trials. But at the same time, there are patients who are Barcelona B who get TACE and progress on TACE but do not clearly become stage C. They just become TACE refractory.